I'm joined by Nick Perry, who's the Liberal Democrats candidate in Thursday's general election. How's it going?
Do you know what? I'm so proud of our campaign and my team. The quality and quantity of our literature has been fantastic. We have a strong message. It's really important to the future of this country that we stop Brexit and that we tackle climate change and we make sure that we have sufficient investment in our infrastructure, our frontline services, and that people have good jobs to go to. It's been a really fantastic campaign.
And you mentioned the B word, Brexit. How has that been playing out in the doorstep? What have people been saying to you?
Well, I think over the course of the 6 weeks, and it has been a relatively long campaign actually, it's clear that Brexit isn't the only issue that people care about, and quite rightly. But I think people have been very receptive to the notion that even though we need to make sure that our NHS is properly resourced, that we have enough teachers in our classrooms, that we look after them, and that their recruitment and retention is important, that we tackle climate crisis, and that we make sure that we have a functional public transport system, all these things need to be paid for. And the issue around Brexit is whether or not our economy will be in sufficient health for us to be able to invest in the way that we need to and have the resources to be able to do that. So I think there's a direct link between the discussion about Brexit and the other key issues that people are interested in for their loved ones and their families.
And your manifesto amongst the three main parties, that's been, what, well, had some praise, I suppose, as to its the way you've costed it out and the fact that it is doable.
Well, very much so. I mean, we have predicated our manifesto and the costings on our commitment to remain in the European Union. And, independent analysis suggests that we are not unreasonable to think that the economy will be more effective and booming to the tune of £50 billion over the next 5 year parliament, which has added to the coffers for us to be able to focus on giving free childcare to working families whose children are 9 months and above. It's enabled us to commit to doing the repairs on our school buildings to make sure that we have an uptick in the number of teachers and that their starting salary is 30,000. But it's also us saying if you want an NHS free at the point of delivery with staff that are not overburdened, we're proposing a penny in the pound on income tax in order to be able to invest 7 billion a year each year of the parliament, because that's what NHS leaders tell us is needed. And when the likes of the Independent or the IFS have looked at our manifesto, they've said it's the most fiscally prudent, but it's also the most redistributive. And you look at the other parties, and you don't know if they're based on remaining in the European Union or leaving, and what therefore their numbers mean.
Has the fact that your message on remaining in the EU been very clear and very direct? Have people picked up on that?
Absolutely. I think that our clear message on wanting to stop Brexit has made people stop and think about who they want to vote for, who is going to best represent Remainers in Hastings and Rye. And I actually think that people are still undecided as the last days of the campaign go on. On the doorstep, we're still having conversations with people that say, do you know what? I used to be a conservative. I'm really unhappy with Boris Johnson and the way that the government has behaved, or I'm used to be dyed-in-the-wool Labour, but I don't think I can vote for Jeremy Corbyn's candidate. So I do think that these issues are live on the doorstep, and people are making their decisions about how they're going to vote very late.
Prepared to make a prediction?
Ooh, I what I want to say is I am absolutely clear that we've got a huge wodge of undecided voters as we approach the final days of the campaign. the Liberal Democrats have been absolutely rock solid about wanting to stop Brexit, wanting to tackle the climate crisis, and wanting to make sure that local jobs and services are secured and protected. When you look at the alternatives on Thursday, surely you must demand better and vote Liberal Democrat.